Staying in the music world, Good Morning Bedlam is another young string band that's more inspired by than tethered to traditional bluegrass. Band leader Isaac Elker says an Avett Brothers concert he attended 15 years ago was a seminal moment for him after a few years playing in a metal band. He told WGLT's John Norton ahead of the quartet's show tomorrow night at Night Shop in Bloomington. Like peer bands Trampled by Turtles, Way Down Wanderers, and Old Salt Union, Good Morning Bedlam draws from many influences, including pop music.
I listen to a lot of Billie Eilish. I listen to different pop bands as well, and I just love the idea of bringing kind of this tradition to the table, this tradition of playing string music and playing American folk music, and also just bringing something that's very catchy that you find in mainstream music or in pop music or indie rock music, of this very catchy melody lines in this, you know, and I think putting those two things together is really, really exciting for us.
Well, let's go to the brand new single you guys have up on Spotify. It's called The Haunting.
Keep repeating the same words in heightened speech with cutting verbs. Don't you know by now I speak and you will learn. Your words won't hurt.
So what I hear from this song is exactly what you were just talking about, some of that pop influence.
I would say we definitely lean hard into, you know, even more so than anything we've done before, into that kind of indie rock, indie pop kind of sensibilities there. And when I started writing the song, what I really wanted to do is to write a pop song or an indie rock song, and then to use the banjo and the fiddle just like you would for, you know, with an electric guitar usually, in kind of replace some of those instruments of the electric guitar and certain harmonies and, you know, doing that kind of stuff and trying to kind of transpose them into string music and really find that.
Spit you loud, build you up, tear you down.
Since we're always trying to do something new, I was kind of looking back through the catalog and I noticed that one thing that we haven't done a lot of is simplicity. And so I also wanted to write something that was a little simpler. It didn't have a tempo change in it. It didn't have a time signature change, that kind of stuff. Something that was just a little bit more simple, something you could bob your head to and really just groove to.
So I'm taking The Haunted to be kind of a love song, two people trying to reconcile how to deal with each other.
That's a song about my relationship with my wife. And
who we should mention, by the way, is in the band with you.
Yes. So she is the bass player. I mean, there are definitely bands out there that do this, but it's so, so fun to have a co-writer, not just part of your life, but is usually the person that you're writing about, because then they get to turn around and respond as a co-writer. It's a really interesting thing. And so in The Haunting, I get to say, like, this is how I'm feeling. And my wife, as a writer, gets to turn around and say, well, this is how I'm feeling, or this is how I'm responding to that.
Little lion, let me be.
Little lion, let me be.
Little higher, is it me?
Little higher, is it me?
Lying in bed where words like fine roll out like steam. The lies will rot, the heart and thought. Never shield me like I think. Spit you out.
Isaac, you mentioned that you wanted to write a song that you consider to be a simple song. What is, if any, the challenge in doing that?
I think the challenge comes in, sometimes I feel like it takes more, for me, it takes more drafts, it takes more time, because within being in 2019 and writing music, and there's so much music out there, I feel like sometimes my biggest fear is of being boring. And I don't think that simplicity equals boring at all, but I think that when I'm not trusting myself and the rest of the band members to just be vulnerable and to write music that is inspiring us and that kind of thing, I start getting worried and I think, oh, we have to make it more complicated, or we have to have more change up to keep things interesting, because I hate being bored.
Name of the song is The Haunting. It's the new single from Good Morning Bedlam. Our guest is Isaac Elker with the band. This is WGLT Sound Ideas. Isaac, you guys just won the John Hartford Memorial Festival Band Challenge this year. How big a deal is that?
We are very blessed to have won it. I'd like to say it's a big deal.
You guys look pretty happy.
Oh, we were very, very excited. It was just such an amazing experience. And I mean, competitions are a really interesting thing because it's so subjective. And we got to play with so many talented bands during that competition.
Have you seen opportunities come your way because of winning this contest?
Yes. We've been getting some more offers for, you know, festivals that are in connection with John Hartford Memorial Fest or that run in the same circles, and getting to do more of that and getting a little bit more press than normal and that kind of thing. I mean, you're out here, out on the road all the time and working really, really hard. And so those opportunities have been really, really special for us so far.
Burn to the ground and you are to blame. Fire, I'll be the same.
Does it make you feel any different as a band having won that? Do you view yourselves differently?
That's a really tough question.
Well, I'm thinking maybe you come in going, yeah, you know, I think we got some game, you know, we're getting some gigs and people are responding, and then you win this contest. Does it really maybe even up the ante a little bit, going, maybe we've got more than we even thought?
I think a little bit. I think really what it did say is, so John Hartford is one of those festivals. I mean, John Hartford is the father of Newgrass. So lots of Newgrass, lots of experimentation. I mean, I think that is, that festival in particular is the perfect blend of what we were talking about before, which is the blending of the traditional with the new. And that's what John Hartford was doing. I think more than anything, as somebody who's even further outside in the folk world, not even Newgrass or Jamgrass, we kind of went in saying, do we belong here? Because we're so different than, you know, most of the bands we play with and the festivals we go to, where we're usually more of the edges of what is being played. And so going into that competition, we very much were feeling like, do we belong here? And I think coming out saying, like, yes, we do belong here. And that has really changed our mindset to just give us more freedom to enjoy being around these other bands and play at these festivals and say, you know what, we're just going to show up and do our thing and people are going to respond to it. And we don't have to worry about conforming to what other people are doing.